Hey everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to The Greek Current, a podcast by the Hellenic American Leadership Council and Kathy Merini, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HELC staff. The United States and Greece signed an extension of the Mutual Defense Cooperation Agreement, or the MDCA, on Thursday, renewing their agreement for 5 years with an understanding that from then onward, it would remain in place indefinitely. The MDCA will boost defense cooperation between the two countries, including further investment in bases operated by the U.S. military in Greece. Greek Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who signed the agreement, were meeting in Washington for the third round of strategic dialogue between the two NATO allies. Len Argyri joins the Greek Current with the latest analysis from Washington, D.C. Len Argyri is the D.C. correspondent for ERT, the Greek public broadcasting company. Lena, welcome back on the Greek Current.
Happy to be back, Thanos.
Lena, yesterday, Foreign Minister Dendias and Secretary of State Blinken met and signed the extension of the MDCA. What are the key items in this renewed agreement that you think we should be aware of?
So the amendment to the MDCA deepens and expands the defense partnership between the two countries. The new deal will allow U.S. forces to train and operate in an expanded capacity at four additional bases in Greece. Thanos, this might be a game changer because it means that the U.S. will have to invest more, something that at the end of the day will benefit and strengthen our defense capabilities and improve our facilities overall. So Washington needs to come up with a long-term strategy, a long-term investment plan that will completely transform Greece's defense outlook. That, combined with the new frigates, the Rafale fighting jets, the upgrade of the F-16 fleet, why not in the future with a number of F-35? All these developments can turn Greece into a totally different country in the near future. What's also important is that under the new 5 years renewal, the whole process of investing in the new locations will be easier for the U.S. because Congress will be more flexible to allocate money to Greece. Also, Thanos, I think that an equally important aspect of all this is that the new deal demonstrates that the vacuum that is being created in our region, now that the strategic focus of the U.S. is completely on the Indo-Pacific, this vacuum can be filled by Washington's allies in the region, allies like Greece.
The decision, Lena, to renew the MDCA for 5 years is a departure from previous practice that saw the MDCA renewed on an annual basis. How does the shift to renewing the MDCA on a five-year indefinite basis impact the relationship, particularly when we look at how the United States views its presence in Greece?
I think that the 5 years renewal that comes with the provision that after 5 years it can remain in place indefinitely unless one of the two parties decides to withdraw, Thanos, simply reflects the level of trust between the two partners and the willingness to further advance what has already been achieved in the last years. We should not forget that this is not something new, that the MDCA has allowed U.S. forces to train and operate within Greek territory since the 90s. That plan has worked perfectly fine for all these years, but now both sides decided that it was about time to move the relationship forward. The U.S. will have every reason from now on to invest strategically and geopolitically in Greece, every reason to make sure that our country is strong, stable, capable, well-equipped, and why not protected and secured by all kinds of threats or challenges. The more U.S. military personnel and equipment is based in Greece, the more important becomes for the U.S. to help the country if needed. To answer your question, Thanos, in the U.S., they value the role that Greece plays, the strong ties that develop with other countries, the commitment to diplomacy and international law. So they view Greece as a country that can actually become the leading force in the region, that can actually contribute to the stability through diplomatic initiatives, means and tools, and promote prosperity. They have every reason to support Greece.
In the build-up to the signing of the MDCA, Lena, it was reported that Athens was pressing for a reference to Greek sovereign rights in the letter by Secretary Blinken that would accompany the MDCA. It seems that this was covered in Secretary Blinken's letter addressed to Prime Minister Mitsotakis. Can you talk about the importance of this letter and the reference we saw to sovereignty and territorial integrity?
I think that the letter sent by Secretary Blinken was even better than expected. The U.S., through this letter of appreciation, applauds Greece's role as a regional leader and pillar of stability. And in the most formal way, the U.S. repeats that it remains committed to supporting Greece's prosperity, security, and democracy. Secretary Blinken underlined, and I quote, that the updated MDCA expands our strategic defense partnership and manifestly displays our firm determination to mutually safeguard and protect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of our countries against actions threatening to peace, including armed attack or threat thereof. The letter concludes by stating that the U.S. firmly believes in respecting, as you said, Thanos, sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as sovereign rights and jurisdiction in accordance with the international law of the sea. So all these references, all these assurances are of paramount importance because they send the message that the U.S. recognizes Greece's rights. It's as simple as that. The U.S. is publicly speaking about Greece's rights for maybe the first time ever, doesn't really care about what others might say or how they might react. And even though these references are not legally binding, you know, they carry a certain weight, difficult to be ignored, Thanos.
Aside from the signing of this agreement, the NDS was in Washington for the third U.S.-Greece strategic dialogue, and the two sides committed to enhancing cooperation in a number of areas. These include defense and security, trade and investment, energy and the environment. How has the strategic dialogue evolved over the years, and what were the significant announcements from the joint declaration?
So we had the third round of the strategic dialogue, which included high-level interagency representations from both countries. The discussions underscored the deepening cooperation between Greece and the U.S., both of which repeated the continued importance of working together to strengthen peace and prosperity across the region. Thanos, the two governments exchanged views on the Eastern Mediterranean, the Western Balkans, European and transatlantic institutions, migration. They discussed wider international issues, including developments in the MENA region, of course, Russia and, of course, China. And they expressed, again, their commitment to a rules-based system and respect for international law, including international human rights obligations. They emphasized the importance of diplomacy, good neighborly relations, and peaceful resolution of differences between countries. They noted the importance of respecting sovereignty and sovereign rights, international law, including the law of the sea, something that's very important for us, and existing regional frameworks to prevent future tensions. The two sides repeated their desire to bolster cooperation through the 3+1 on energy issues, economic development, and counterterrorism.
Lena, in an interview with the Associated Press, Foreign Minister Dendias insisted that this agreement with the United States is not against anyone else, a clear reference to Turkey. Despite this, the moves this Greek government has made over the last year in terms of upgrading its defense capabilities and strengthening relations with countries like France, the UAE, and the United States come amid heightened tensions with Turkey. How do concerns about Ankara's behavior feature in the agreement on the MDCA and the strategic dialogue that we saw?
Before the signing of the agreement, the secretary and the foreign minister had an honest discussion about the challenges in our region and about where things stand right now with Turkey. Mr. Blinken knows the situation, Thanos. He has a deep knowledge of our area, he knows the dynamics, and he truly understands the Greek legitimate concerns. The truth is, though, that the renewal of the MDCA and the strategic dialogue have nothing to do with Turkey. We do not strengthen our relations with the U.S. because we want to provoke Turkey, because we want to create more tensions with our neighbors, or because we feel threatened and we're trying to protect ourselves. So we do it because it is in our best interest, regardless of how Turkey behaves. The MDCA and all the other developments that we've mentioned earlier are included in the new Greek strategic approach that aims in the development of a really strong and powerful country that is constantly adapting in the new challenges and can become a key player. That doesn't mean, of course, that Turkey sees things the same way. They didn't like what happened yesterday at the Department of State, the same way they didn't approve, they didn't like Thanos, the Greek-France agreement. It is interesting because there were some rumors circulating in town yesterday that the Turks were trying to find out, you know, by asking left and right, whether the presence of Mr. Dendias and the ministers of Israel and the UAE in Washington the same day was coincidental or it was planned. You know, that shows their frustration.
In addition to his meeting with Secretary Blinken, Foreign Minister Dendias also met with leaders in the U.S. House and Senate, such as Senator Chris Van Hollen and Representatives Ted Deutsch and John Sarbanes, who've been instrumental in promoting the Greece-U.S. relationship. What can you tell us about these meetings? Why is it important for someone like Foreign Minister Dendias to engage with Congress?
As you said, Thanos, Congress's role is instrumental in making the relationship stronger. I think that everybody knows that in Greece, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody in the Greek government, That wasn't the case a few years back, but thankfully, lawmakers like Robert Menendez changed completely the perception that only the U.S. administration matters. The constant efforts of Senator Menendez and the bipartisan group of lawmakers in both chambers to advance the relation and raise awareness of what is happening in our region and how problematic Turkey's behavior is has contributed to an acknowledgement of who is reliable in the region, who can be trusted and who cannot be trusted. That is why such engagements are not only important on a symbolic level, but can be extremely useful and extremely productive. And of course, they must continue.
Lena, thanks for joining us again on The Greek Current. Always great speaking with you.
Thanks for having me, Thanos.
In other news, Turkey is preparing for possible further military action against a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in northern Syria if talks on the issue with the United States and Russia fail, two Turkish officials said. President Erdogan said this week that Ankara was determined to eliminate threats originating in northern Syria. Turkey said the police in Syria's Azaz region were hit in a guided missile attack launched from Tel Rifat by the YPG, which Ankara considers a terrorist group. Turkish forces have launched three incursions in the last 5 years, seizing hundreds of kilometers and pushing around 30 kilometers into northern Syria. Turkish officials told Reuters that Erdogan would discuss the issue with President Biden at the upcoming G20 summit. Finally, Cyprus said on Friday it would revoke the passports of 45 people who obtained citizenship under a now-discredited investment scheme that ran for more than a decade. Government spokesman Marios Pelekanos said on Friday that the decision followed an independent inquiry into the program, which recommended looking into the possibility of rescinding a number of citizenships and other actions. The spokesman said the cabinet will also examine six additional cases and monitor a further 47. Pelekanos said that the decision will be conveyed to the European Commission, which had launched a legal procedure against Cyprus in connection with the program. The procedure is still ongoing despite termination of the scheme in 2020. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.